B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the time is going to wind down the clock as we got some activity back in the St. Louis end. The linesmen and the referees quickly get in there. And the St. Louis fans get a chance to celebrate a Stanley Cup final win. The St. Louis Blues victorious 4-2 over the Boston Bruins. And this series between these two knotted up at 2 games apiece. Game 5 heading back to TD Garden on Thursday night.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and a good morning to you, Scott Zola.
Good morning. Welcome to the No Big Deal Tuesday show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you two?
I'm fine.
Fine, right? No panic?
No panic here.
No big deal, right?
No.
There was a hockey game last night. Bruins came up on the short end of it. Really a 3-2 game, a one-goal game. We don't count the empty netters against them.
They dominated the third period.
Oh, didn't you see that?
Yeah.
Didn't see how it played out?
Yeah, and they still...
Oh, stupid, dumb take.
Still lost by one.
Oh, still think it wasn't important now, idiots?
Yeah.
So you haven't heard of the text line anymore.
So stupid.
They got killed. They got screamed.
You haven't heard of the text line. We could grind you out on that today.
Jim, don't you love how they take a goal away? It's a 4-2. It's a 3-2 loss. 3-2.
If it's 3-2, then you called it, right?
Pretty much.
I called 3-2.
Left. Pretty much. I mean, I'm not going to count an empty
netter.
I got
pissed that empty netter went in.
Empty netter. Can you possess the puck for more than like half a second, by the way, before you pull Tuukka there last
Jesus.
Night?
Jesus.
And by the way, doing it with more than 90, so right around 90 seconds, it makes you look desperate.
Can you not let a goal in the first 30 seconds of the game?
A little desperate there last night. You could have waited a little bit more time before you pulled Tuukka at the end of the game.
I don't know. These teams are pulling the goalies with five.
We're quibbling.
Nitpicking.
Was it Toronto that pulled it with 5 minutes left?
Game three.
Toronto, right?
Or no. Columbus. Game three, Saturday night. They pulled Bennigan's backup with over 5 minutes left.
Foolish.
Five-plus minutes on the
Doc
clock.
Doc Emrick actually made a comment last night. They tend to pull the goalies early these days. You know, like it's now a trend in the National Hockey League in the playoffs, how early they pull the goalies.
Yep.
Okay. It's all tied up now. 2-2. They split in St. Louis. Good job, Bruins. Good job, Bruins. You split in St. Louis. That's what you needed to do.
It supports your narrative.
Get
see what you're trying
back to
do.
Boston tied. That is what they did. They're still in good shape in this series. Great.
I don't
Perfect.
Know what your two tactics are.
Coming back
until
home.
I figure it out.
Who's playing defense?
Coming back for a big game in game five at home.
Wired up, Jim.
On Thursday night. Big hockey game on tap on Thursday, Hardy.
Oh.
Now they got a big game
big
to play.
One. Oh, we'll be down there. We'll be down there getting you ready Thursday.
Now they got a big game to play.
Come on down, Boston Sports Grill. You know
Huge
why?
Huge game Thursday.
It's a big
swing game. Whoever wins this game takes a lead in the series. That's a big one.
I don't know how big Thursday night is yet.
Oh, don't start that.
No.
Don't start that now.
I haven't decided yet.
You haven't decided yet?
I don't need this anxiety. You know?
Hardy, Thursday's a big one.
It's bigger than last night.
Oh, no. Thursday's a big game. Thursday is a big game.
See, Hardy. He's being a dick because you started to get chirped on Twitter last night. I know when you're angry because I know your tweets.
Just I don't know when Bruins fans turned into and not
Patriot
everybody.
Fans. You're
everybody.
Gonna say Patriots fans.
It's a minority.
Oh, now the Bruins fans are Patriots.
Well, they're turning into
and
them.
No. And it was a minority. It was like a couple of desperate crybabies saying stuff like,
Oh, you still did this stupid take.
Yeah, no call today.
Still not a big game.
We'll accept those calls.
No, you split the first two. You split the second two.
Well, hold on. It's all relative, by the way. This is the Stanley Cup final. So every game is a big game.
All right, yes.
But in the context of the series,
if
we have to do that for you.
And then the total brain dead morons are like, it's the Stanley Cup final. Yes. How could it not
because,
be a big?
Because I was getting those at 11 o'clock last night.
Okay.
Saying, what are you, brain dead?
You stupid smearing feces into your own hair, baby, dumbass.
See?
Yes. I thought we could take a couple of things for granted as grown-ass people. All right, let's spell everything out from the beginning, okay? Yes, it is the Stanley Cup final. Every goal counts. But in the overall scheme of things, I if you want to put the priority in them, I think game one absolutely means something. You establish.
Oh,
and then
good.
Games... If you're trading back and forth wins, no, I don't put as much on games like 3 and 4 if you split the first two. Game 5 becomes much more meaningful.
Right.
But yeah, there's a sliding scale. Not every single moment and every goal in it, and dare I say, every single game is as big as every other one, even in the Stanley Cup final. And to the people who said, oh, well, they got killed. What game? Have you ever even watched? Did you even watch their game? Yeah. They didn't play well. Just like the other night when they didn't play well. And St. Louis had to show up with their best game in order to get a one-goal win. I'm not worried. It's not time to worry yet.
No big deal Tuesday.
Oh.
NBD.
Oh, how can you even say that they, how can anybody look at that and say they played well?
I didn't say the Bruins played well. They didn't play well last night.
They had effort. They didn't play well. They had effort.
Have they played well
effort.
In every single game so far in the postseason?
No.
No.
It's disappointing because they kicked ass Saturday and you thought, they flipped it.
You know,
they're going to build off it.
We said yesterday
they had
that,
a chance to bury
I'm sorry. We had talked about the importances of game fours because of the game fours in previous Stanley Cups that the Bruins have played in. 2011, the Bruins tied it up with game four. They went on to win the cup. 2013, the Blackhawks tied it up at 2-2. They went on to win the series, right? Our minds are sort of influenced by both of those series. Going back to game fours historically in the Stanley Cup, it's happened 26 times.
Okay.
That a team has won game four to tie it up 2-2 since the cup went to a 7-game format in 1939. It's happened 26 times now. The team that has tied it up at 2-2 in game four has won the cup 10 times.
Out of 26.
They're 10-16. So history's on your side here.
Do you know how many times the team that
However,
went up 3-1 won?
How many?
26. Out of 26.
Game five is the important game.
No. The team that went up 3-1 in the game four, instead of tying 2-2, the team going up 3-1.
Oh, I thought you meant
has
the
won
game
26
that
out of 26.
I thought you meant the team that won the third game. Excuse me.
So losing last night's game, your percentages went from 100% to 60%.
I'm not saying it wouldn't have been nice for them to win, but I don't think this team is a world.
Where was that yesterday, Jim? Huh? Where was that?
Well, I clearly didn't do the research before the show yesterday. He did the research after the game last night.
Oh, is that
I threw in the notes last night.
Yeah. Oh, is that where that came from? That's not where I got that research from. I didn't even read that Mike Hurley story in our notes.
Yeah, I'm not saying this is what I would have.
I read it from an NHL, another NHL source.
Percentages went from 100% to 60%.
60's still good.
Oh, so now it's up in the air because it's a short series now. Best of three, right?
But nobody wanted the Bruins to lose last night. No one thought this was the easier road. But I'm looking at it objectively from a team that struggled against Toronto, right? They needed 6 games to beat Columbus. Now, you rolled over that Hurricanes team. I don't know how they made it there, but that happened. And I think that probably colored a lot of people's perception of what this team really is. What this team is a really good hockey team. They're not going to steamroll anyone else. They didn't steamroll the first two teams they faced. They steamrolled a fraudulent Carolina Hurricanes team. That's it. Anyone else is going to give you a series. So to think that you're only going to drop one at home and then just win out to take the Stanley Cup final in 5 games, I think you're lying to yourself. You were lying to yourself if you thought that was a reasonable expectation for this series.
So do you think it's going 7, Hardy?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Game seven, the refs are going to swallow the whistles probably, right?
Wow.
Who's that benefit?
So it becomes
not
a five-on-five game, right?
Not you.
Five-on-five game, game seven, you feel comfortable?
Nope, you lose that one.
I'm not worried. Do you want me to worry? I'm not going to.
Yeah, you're not going to browbeat us into worrying about this series.
Play the Magic.
Who's the better five-on-five team? That's all
I'm going to do. You're not going to do that.
I mean, look, it's obviously going to be six or seven, so you want me to pick one? You want me to predict whether it's going to go...
No, I didn't need no predictions because last night game is meaningless.
I did. I mean, do you want to predict six or seven games? What's the point of that? I don't know.
Well, it's everything.
All I know is that I'm not worried. I think the Bruins can win two of the next three.
Guaranteed two games.
That's all I can reasonably tell you. It's the exact same feeling I had sitting here yesterday. Like, yeah, be nice to win this thing tonight, but the world doesn't end if you lose it.
I think the level of panic in a lot of ways is due to a lot of predictions of sweep and gentlemen sweep prior to the series,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I had gentlemen sweep.
Five. Yeah, we know. Bruins we know. Five. You know, hey, there's a lot of that going on prior to this series, yeah. And now that that's not even close to happening, it's the panic is starting to set in of the, oh, the Blues are actually winning games now. Oh, this isn't what I expected to have happen.
You see, this is
how
where
about losing your captain and another defenseman?
That's
part of the panic too.
That could definitely be part of it. And we don't know the status of the captain yet. So let's pump the brakes.
Killer.
Let's pump the brakes on the captain. We don't know the status of that yet.
You're good killer.
We don't know that he's lost.
I know he looks slow. I know he doesn't look great, but he's one of your better penalty killers. And he's got some advantage.
Do you really think Zdeno Chara is not going to play in game five?
No,
do you
I think
he's not going to play?
Did you see Maz's tweet this morning?
Concussion.
Last night he said, how about a broken, do you think he has a broken jaw? And then 9 hours later he thought about it and said,
concussion.
How about a concussion? He retweeted himself.
Yeah, Maz has no medical connections whatsoever. Maz knows.
Let me read the tweet.
But if he has a concussion, they don't put him on the bench.
Any chance Chara has a broken jaw, ? Or even a concussion, ?
Yes, there's a chance of both of those things.
If he did have a concussion, would they have brought him back out onto the bench and put him on the bench?
No. I don't think so. But
no. You grizzly him.
I like the odds of Chara playing in game five. And by the way, this will be the real telltale sign. How many calls we get if Chara doesn't play? Oh, screw their bet. All I've been hearing for the last 3 years is how much Chara sucks. And how he's slow, and how he gets beat, and how he can't stand anybody up at the blue line anymore, and how he's a liability out there against the faster moving forwards in the NHL. So none of those people are allowed to call and be all chicken little because Char isn't playing if he ends up not playing in game five, because you all think he sucks anyway. For the record, I've firmly been in the Char camp nonstop. I've always said it. Yeah, he looks slow. Oh, well, that's the game he plays. And I think it will hurt him if he doesn't play. But if you're asking me for another prediction, which means nothing, yes, I think he'll probably play in game five. He is out there, as Zoe just pointed out, he was sitting there on the bench last night with a full shield on.
I don't buy this concussion idea, though. I really don't think they would have let him back on the bench.
He's got a concussion.
They're not letting him back on the bench.
You're not speeding it up to stitch him up, to hurry up and make alterations to the helmet, to get it on his ass so he could go out there and play, possibly. Like, if he's even slightly concussed, you don't put him in there. You don't put him in that situation.
All right, 617-779-0985. But I can tell you, the panic is setting in across Bruins Nation today. I could feel it last night. I could feel it. Wow.
Yeah.
You guys got to relax. It's 2-2.
Yeah, no big deal.
A lot of hockey left to play with a big one coming up Thursday night at the Garden. And the Bruins have been good with the extra rest. And the chances, Jim, still 60%, historically. 60%. Good chances.
Yeah. Better than two home games, one road game.
Better than 50-50.
Hey, Jim,
it's the best of three with two home games.
Jim, if your kids bring grades home, you like 100 or you like 60%?
What do you
like better?
And
I like the hundreds.
I don't even care about the home games. I really don't. I like their chances a little bit better.
They didn't lose last night because they were on the road.
No, and home ice hasn't been that much of an advantage for this team this year. They've won a ton of road games. Like, I don't know. Split the ones at home. Win the one in St. Louis. The Bruins are still the better team. And if anybody thinks that all of a sudden, after they did steamroll, you want to talk about
mass momentum
whooping.
Has meant nothing in this series.
Oh, momentum from game to game is non-existent. What other proof do you need? Have you been watching? That's what I say to anybody else. Have you watched any of these games? Have you watched from one game to the next, all postseason long?
Yeah.
Momentum from one game to the next.
Never done that.
It's pretty much not there.
And it's where you're screwed. If they're going to come out and fly around the way they did last night, now they get 2 days to rest because of the travel schedule. Because now, it's a back and forth.
All the way. Two games.
Two games.
Every way.
2 days here on out, which I think benefits the Blues. And that's why
the Blues?
Yes.
Why does it benefit the Blues?
Oh, my God. The way they skated like they their hair was on fire.
All right. Hang on to that point.
That pace.
Hang on to that point. We'll get back to it.
Advantage
Blues. We'll get back to this coming up next with your call. 617-779-0985 on the Bruins and the Blues. Next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now the Bruins turn it over. Right circle, it's fired, blocked.
Good Char in the face.
Oh, Char is down, it lost his gloves in the far circle.
It ramped up. It ramped up and hit him in the face. So he reached out to block that shot, and it ramped up and it caught him up high. He's bleeding pretty good from the nose, it looks like. Nose or mouth? Mouth, maybe.
So he's going to head off and get some repairs.
Yeah, so Shen takes this shot. Char reaches out with the stick, and it goes off the blade of his stick and right up into his mouth. That was after the Bruins couldn't get it out, right? They turned it over. It was kept in nicely with a skate, and that caught him square in the mouth.
Chara goes down last night, takes a deflected puck off the face. Ouch, 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 ouch. That looked like it hurt. Always does, doesn't it?
Oh, my kid was screaming. Look at his blood.
Ow.
His blood's all over the ice. Like, oh, they'll shave it off. Let's bring out the shovel.
So he comes back onto the ice and he comes back out on the bench, I should say. And he's got the full visor. Which just looks so foolish on an NHL player.
Like the passion of Christ with a hockey helmet.
You're just not used to seeing that on an NHL guy. So he did not play. And Bruce Cassidy, if you didn't catch it on television last night, Bruce Cassidy did go on to say that the doctors told him he was out. He used the word he was advised and then clarified, thanks to a follow-up from Tara Sullivan of the Globe, that the doctors flat out told Cassidy he was done for the night. So that's why he did not play. He was done. He was not allowed to play.
Do you think that put Char in an unfair spot?
Because no, I think the answer from Bruce Cassidy by using the word advised put him in an unfair spot.
Oh, I know that, but I think...
I know that last night Tony Amonte heard that and was like, wait, what? Advised?
Yeah, I know that's
so
what I'm saying.
So he could have played?
So Char was criticized, I think, unfairly after this game.
Well,
because people question,
yeah,
well,
not because,
aren't you a hockey player?
Well, yeah, because of his coach, the way he framed it. And so it was a good follow-up question from Tara Sullivan, who... was like, well, wait, hold on. What's the follow-up there? But they didn't catch that part on TV. So
yeah.
Char was out. The doctor said no. He's a no-go. He's not playing in this game. So that's why he did not return to the ice. That's why he didn't play. The doctor said no-go.
So it sort of had a little bit of a stare to it.
So the coach didn't have an option there. Bruce Cassidy couldn't put him back in. You know, they leave it up to the medical staff. That's
yeah.
how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay or nay? And they said nay. But there are options, and he was asked about that. Bruce Cassidy on the options that he has if he needs to replace Zdeno Chara in Game 5.
Kampfer, or we have Vaakanainen, Lozon, and Zboril. That would be the route we'd go, and we'd have to look at Kampfer, obviously, first. He's been the one playing for in the playoffs, but it is another left stick, so we may measure that as well.
Okay, that tells you Grizzlick is not an option, okay, which we didn't think he was. And Miller, who we've heard rumors that he's definitely not coming back either. So those guys are both out. It's not Grizzlick, it's not Miller. That's what they're down to. And Vaakanainen, I think he might be it because they've brought him back to practice recently and he feels like he could be the guy. He has not played in a game, I think, since December. But that could be who it is. We'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes. Hardy's making noises over there. You don't like your options, Hardy?
Oh, there's no big deal last night.
You don't like your options, Hardy?
I'd feel better if I had heard of that, if I had heard of that last guy.
Lozon? Is that Lauzon or Luzon?
But it's not going to get to that point.
But you know that they value the left right, and
I know,
and Camper's a right shot. And Cassidy even said, you know, he said they'd look at Camper first, but that they also know they're losing. They'd be losing a left shot,
right.
So that they would then have to value and look at left shots. And I think if they're gonna put a
stick a 20-year-old in there,
I think
the
it's down to two guys.
Five,
it's either going to come down to the guy who's got more recent experience in Camper.
I think you suck it up with a left right and you go with Camper.
Okay, well that's what it's going to come down to. They are going to be deciding over the next 2 days if they need to between Camper and Vakanainen. That's who they're going to decide between.
So it's not going to be
I think Zboril and Lozano are out.
Yeah,
I don't think they're really going to get any real consideration. It's down to those two. That's who it's going to be down to. So we'll see what happens. But here's the thing. Back to your point, though.
Yeah.
They've got extra time. Maybe Chara's fine by the time they get to Thursday.
No, we had some
We're
fun.
Able to play through what it is that he's dealing with.
We had some fun yesterday.
Let's not
yesterday.
Use the word fine because that's still going to hurt on Thursday, yeah. Whatever it is he's got going on.
Oh, he's
going
to sleep on a bed of ice.
That's going to be hurting.
He's basically going to soak his head nice for the next 2 days. And you're going to shoot it up, and he's probably going to go. I would hope so. But we had some fun with Craig Berube yesterday. Their coach about going to the baseball game and hey, there's Canadians in town. They don't know what's going on. So we go to a baseball game. Sometimes it's good to get away from the rink. We're cracking on him. Guy had his team ready to go last night. He knew the pulse of the team. He knew what they were. He knew that, hey, we've lost game three in every single round and we came out flying for game four. And I expect that. And you look at that guy and he has them motivated. And, with the pace that they played with and that tempo, I think the Bruins are chasing all night. Now the hits, I think it was 44, 41 hits. So don't call and say that the Bruins didn't hit last night. They hit. Three hits off. It's just I think their hits were more emphatic, and they were done on the offensive as opposed to the defensive hits that you're chasing. At times it seemed like you were on a penalty kill when it was even matched. I think the even match stuff benefits the Blues if they're going to eat the whistle and they're going to allow them to skate and hit the way that they did. And if they're going to play with that pace, Hardy's right, because not once – during any time during the playoffs, if you really carried momentum from game to game to game to game. And I think with 2 days rest, if the Blues are exhausted after last night, yeah, it's a travel day, but you're going to kick your feet up, get your rest, and you come out trying to skate with that same damn tempo on Thursday night. And I think the 2 day rest benefits the Blues more than it does you. But I still like the Bruins because I think the Bruins are a better team. But were they a better team last night? Still think they were, but they didn't play that way.
Well, they weren't the better team last night.
I know the hits were equal. Felt like you had your ass kicked last night.
Well, they got outplayed last night.
Yeah.
It's not just about the hits.
They beat you to pucks. You turtled at times when you saw contact coming. You got nothing for your second line again. You got guys that can't get shots on goal. I mean, do you really want to go to the power plays? I mean, about the same. You couldn't generate shots. That kid I thought was ready to break. After he got goal two, you just see him shaking his head, you know, hitting his stick. I'm like, you got him. This kid's ready to crack it, and boom, Tuukka lets one in. Right after I said that, too.
The first goal that Tuukka let in, do you think some of that's on him?
Sure.
The wraparound goal?
Sure.
Yeah, I thought he was a little jittery out of the gate last night.
I think it happened so fast that I don't say it caught him off guard.
I just think that's usually one that he stops.
You're not thinking wraparound right away.
I think that's one that he usually stops is what I think it is.
Yeah, he wasn't up and flying yet. Half a minute in the freaking game.
He's not the reason they lost. I'm not putting the loss on him. I just think that's
usually. He saved your ass most of the night.
Yeah, I think that's usually one that he stops.
I think what? He's 15. I thought he had 10% to blame.
Little time to settle down last night.
I'm not sitting here killing Tuukka today. Nope.
No.
Not doing it. I thought it was great post
game. Let's talk about the officiating in last night's game, and let's talk about how Bruce Cassidy should handle what he says about the officiating ahead of game five.
All right.
Because Craig Berube went after the refs after game three. And did it pay off for his team last night? Did it work? Did he use it to his advantage
in game three last night? Looks like it
worked out. Was Bruce Cassidy wrong to lay off the officials? He did not criticize the officials after the game last night. Was that a mistake? We'll discuss that. Also, we'll talk to Billy Jaffe coming up at 10:50 this morning here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy has headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Bruce Cassidy is speaking right now before the team flies back to Boston. He did not have an update on Zdeno Chara. He said the team will know more about his status for Game 5 when they get back to Boston.
Yes. Do you find it interesting that they didn't fly back after the game?
No.
Okay. So I guess this is...
They have an extra day. Use it to your advantage.
Normal procedure, I guess, yeah. Get back to the hotel, get dinner, like pasta.
Get a good night's rest. Why spend a night traveling and throw yourself off? Go back to the hotel, relax.
I was surprised that they're still there now, though.
That's my point.
I mean,
it's 10:30.
I'm not.
What are you doing?
What do you get?
Central time, right? So it's 9:30 central.
If today's an off day, if you're going to use today as an off day,
Jesus, Jim, walking encyclopedia.
No, but if today's an off day, Hardy, and you're not planning on doing anything today, then what's the rush? Would be my point.
Guys, it's
sleep in, get your rest, get a good breakfast.
Guys,
you know,
like, guys like their own.
We'll take our time. It's not a long flight. It's not. We're not going to spend the entire day. We'll be back.
I don't know.
We'll be back to Boston by midday.
Here's the difference. They stay at like the Ritz. We don't. We didn't. We stay at nice hotels. The Blues stayed at the Ritz.
They're at the Ritz when they're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be in a rush to leave?
No.
It's just everybody leaves right away. I mean, those guys aren't going back and going to bed right away. I just thought it was odd that they stayed and that they're still there now.
You know what I like about the Ritz? You put your slippers on.
Right? I don't think it's odd at all. I think it's actually good. I think it's smart.
I think it's smart on the part of the Bruins to do it this way.
Yeah, they do whatever they want. I'm not worried.
With a nice metal pot of coffee, they bring it to your room. Nice little pancake.
Yeah, I hate those paper pots of coffee they bring up. Ugh.
No, I'm talking about the plastic carafes that I can't stand. The cheap
paper
ones
pots
that you get the shirt.
Don't you hate a paper pot?
Garbage.
Nobody said paper.
Paper. Bruce Cassidy, to the best of my knowledge, has not mentioned the refs this morning either. I didn't mention them last night.
Only when they stink.
You think Berube used his comments to his advantage last night with the refs?
Well, I think he did, and I think he had some embellishment by several players that helped make some of those calls. So
I think they got away with quite a bit last night.
Yeah.
I think they did. I think they freaking criticized the refs, and they got away with more. Now, we criticized Craig Berube after game three for stop. You got to stop doing it. So you got to get it out of your head.
You shouldn't have found it.
You got to get it out of your head.
Jim, we're going to bump back with that,
no,
that French song.
No, we can't. We can't do that right now.
I can't stop.
We can't get into that right now.
Can't stop, won't stop.
So
once I start.
So anyway, we criticized Craig Berube, and I still think we were right for getting on the refs after game three, because I thought it was embarrassing the way he went after the refs after a game in which his team was thoroughly outplayed. They were. They were embarrassed. They got outplayed end to end. They got blown out 7-2.
They responded well. I got to give them credit. I didn't think they had it. I thought they were dead.
I thought the Bruins last night got thoroughly outplayed. They were nearly outshot by a 2-1 margin. They were outshot by a 3-1 margin in the third period in that game last night. Is that the time to go to the podium and start bitching about the refs?
No.
Is it?
No.
And I guess the argument is, well, work for Berube. Why not do it if you're Bruce Cassidy?
Because back and forth and arrest become the story.
Because you still have time. Because you have time before you have game five. You still have time to do it.
Okay, so how many of those power plays benefited the Blues?
I don't think they didn't cash in.
Thank you.
It's not just about power plays.
I know.
It's about non-calls.
Right.
It's about not being called for things.
Sure.
It's about being allowed to get away with things, get away with the level of physicality that's not getting called. How weird it is to be on the Boston side of things saying more things need to get called.
Oh, they're hitting us too hard.
It's just weird. We're not used to being in this spot. The Bruins
they called a couple dives too.
The Bruins were 0-for-2 on the power play in the game. And they were garbage on the power play. Man, did the Bruins suck on the power play last night. Shoot the puck. They got one shot on net.
Cute.
One shot registered on net on the power play in last night's game.
How many times in throughout the series, you know, even going back to, you know, whether it was Toronto, whether it was Columbus, or even, you know, Carolina, when they got cute on that damn power play, it just, it kills them.
They almost gave up a shorthanded goal. They almost gave up a shorthanded goal. Granted,
took a second,
they did have their goal, which was a nice play that started with Marchand, Bergeron, the rebound, all of that. But still, their power play was garbage. They got two of them. But I think they've got time, is what it comes down to. They've got time to sort of work in between now and the start of game five. Something to do with the refs. And I think Bruce Cassidy should say something. He said before the game yesterday that he wasn't going to start complaining about the refs until they stink. I think last night they stunk. Give it a mention.
There's something that Cassidy just said that would be interesting.
What is it?
He said if, and again, he's speaking from St. Louis this morning.
Okay.
Didn't stay there overnight. Bruce Cassidy just said if Chara and Grizzlick are both unable to go in game five, they may need to consider going with 11 forwards and 7 defensemen.
Oh.
I'm trying to wrap my head around why. Because, what, Chara's so tall, they're going to stack two defensemen on top of each other.
It's like that Snickers commercial. Remember the Snickers commercial where they go in and he's got the big, you know, the Grim Reaper thing on and there's two people inside?
We're
trying to decide between Camper and Vaakanainen, so we're going to go with both of them.
If you take Heinen out, there's going to be no. You'll probably improve if you take Heinen out.
Heinen sucked last night. Everything about his game last night was brutal.
It's like Mickelson going with two drivers at the Open. Well, we can't decide between these two.
Take them both.
So we'll take them both.
Okay, that's interesting. That sounds like they're already planning to be without Chara when you start saying things like
and
that.
And Grizzlick. Grizzlick
well,
was.
I didn't expect Grizzlick to be back for game five.
I didn't either.
Nobody was.
I thought, yes. He's in the concussion protocol, but you give him a week, he can be back.
I think he spilled the beans last night when he didn't mention him in the initial time.
Yeah, he didn't mention
because
Grizzlick
after that,
or Miller
he mentioned him a few minutes later, but it was too late at that point. He didn't mention him the first time, so that was the initial thought.
So he's not even in gamesmanship mode, the head coach.
Playing his cards very close to the vest.
No. But if. If you want them to sort of get some misinformation, you put Grizzlick's name out there.
It feels like Grizzlick is done.
It's almost like he buried him already, and like, eesh, and he covered it up.
It feels like it's over. It feels like it's over for Grizzlick. He's just going to be, you know, if he's too far from getting back onto, you know, the off-ice regimen to being then on-ice no contact to then on-ice with contact, that's a lot of steps. And if he hasn't taken step one, which we haven't heard that he has, he's got a ways to go.
If you say Cassidy is a straight shooter, which he's been most of the time, then I would assume Char is not going to play. If he's already been thinking of all these combinations,
yeah.
I would assume Char, unless he is doing the gamesmanship thing here, I would assume Char is not going
to
play.
Yeah, let's talk to Billy Jaffe of Nesson about this. He will join us coming up on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline on Zolak and Bertrand right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. Straight away to Marchand. His shot gets blocked out of the zone. And then one of the Bruins checks into Bennington, and you can bring out the Zamboni. First ever win on home ice in the Stanley Cup Final for the St. Louis Blues. A 4-2 win over the Bruins that ties the series 2-2. And we will go to Boston with a Stanley Cup final, becoming a best of 3.
Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in Billy Jaffe of Nesson. It's all tied up in the Stanley Cup final between the Bruins and the Blues. Game 5 coming up on Thursday night. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Beetle. Hello, Zoe.
You sound tired. Was it a late night for you last night, Billy? Late night for you or something?
It was a late night. I'm a little ticked off right now. I have some lawn issues right now. That's getting me going today.
Oh, you should get together with Hardy.
Oh boy. Let's talk. What's going on?
I think we got some grubs. I got some raccoons.
No. Already?
Oh, you're done.
I know I'm done.
If they're digging already, you're done.
I know, and I had this gorgeous, lush lawn growing and everything. All of a sudden, the last 3 days, I've got four holes. They're hitting me as hard as the Blues are hitting the Bruins in games 2 and 4 right now.
Big deal. What are you starting with grub talk? So this is not that bad a loss.
I got to.
Yep. I'll tell you what. Get some of that Dilox Grub Killer. That's what you need. Get on that. You need to get that down ASAP. Go for the liquid stuff. It'll kill it faster.
I've already reached out for that. I know. But that, you want to talk about getting kicked in the gotchkes, you know, after coming home late, about 12:30 or so last night and took a little walk and I see another hole. That was a double kick, wow, so to speak, last night after the Bees game. So anyways, that's what's got me going today. But, feeling still okay. I told you guys, I thought 2-2 after the first four games. I don't love the demise of the Bruins' defense right now, at least the potential of it. That concerns me a little bit, but otherwise, this does not surprise me that we're at 2-2 right now.
Does it worry you? Because this has been our big conversation here for the last 2 days, and Beadle and I were taken to task for not thinking last night was a huge pivotal game, beyond, of course, it's, you know, a Stanley Cup final game. So yes, it's important in that regard, but in terms of it being a quote-unquote big game, Beadle and I both were of the mind that, it'd be nice to win, but if they come home tied at two, that's not bad either. You've managed to split.
No, I agree with you about that, but the storyline changes, though, with the injury of Grizzlick and Chara, or the injuries to those two players. And so, therefore, it does put... It just obviously Hardy puts more of an onus, or more of an emphasis, I should say, on that game. And it's a game where, I mean, I do not question their effort at all. One iota, but their execution at times wasn't great. I'm sure you've talked about that already. Their third period was a less than ideal display of puck movement and ability to get forecheck, et cetera. And I think a lot of that has to do with the way St. Louis played, and because, again, of the lack of, you know, you're missing another top defenseman. I mean, I'm going back to a similar feeling to how I felt in November, December, when the Bruins had all these D-men out. Now they figured out a way to go just a little over 500, and what I keep telling myself is right now, all the Bruins need to do is go a little bit over 500, and they win this series. That's what it is, but it's definitely a more interesting vibe right now at 2-2 with potentially Char being out, potential again, and Grizzlick, than it would be if it was 2-2 knowing that all those guys were healthy.
Yeah. We're talking with Billy Jaffe. Billy, just based on some of the comments that we were reading out of St. Louis a couple minutes ago from head coach Bruce Cassidy, he's already talking about the possibility of not having Chara available for game 5, and he mentioned having 7 defensemen and 11 forwards as a possibility. That, just him mentioning those numbers and that scenario, is that him just being super prepared, or is that him sort of, I don't know, maybe telegraphing that they're prepared and they think they're going to be without Char for this game?
I think it is him understanding that this is a, look, we're not, let's come on. The guy came out, he couldn't play in the third. You hope that maybe something can change a little bit in the 48 hours, but the likelihood of it, it doesn't look to me. I don't know anything. Nobody knows anything yet. He probably still has to go see doctors. It doesn't seem like a high probability. With that said, so Bruce Cassidy is exploring. He's coaching his options right now, Beadle. That's what he's doing. And I think what he's doing is also, it's coaching in the sense of he's going to make St. Louis think a little bit about the lineup. But right now, this is real, because he probably has that feeling that, you know, whether it's Lozan, whether it's Vakanainen or Kampfer to put in, he's saying, well, wait a second, if I put in a guy like Lozan or Vakanainen, who have played minimally in the National Hockey League, who haven't played a game in a long time since Providence was eliminated, I am really taking a chance. I think I want to put one of them in, but I'm taking a chance. Yet I also have this other veteran player in Kampfer who's a right shot who I know has played more recently and had did well in his short time in the playoffs for us. So maybe I put two of those guys in and I eliminate one of my forwards. And I think that's a real possibility. And so he's just coaching right now, Beadle.
Billy, their goalie, Birmingham, I know it's Binnington. So he gives up that second goal. You see, he started to get pissed off. The amount of goals he gave up and how he got pulled Saturday. Felt like he was starting to crack again last night. And then bang, Tuukka gives it up. Moving forward, I don't have a lot of confidence in him. No, not gave it up, but I mean, it got 3-2 after that. It felt like Binnington was going to crack, and then they end up going up.
I say this, and I'm not overly wowed by Jordan Binnington in this series, and that's my way of saying he hasn't been a difference maker. I'm going to couch it, and I hate when people do this, so I'm hating myself right now. Of course, he could show me something different in the next couple of games, but I do not have that feeling of anywhere near invincibility that I'm going to have to put it through the back of the net to make something happen. You know, we talked about it last night on both pre and post. When the St. Louis Blues, though, have rebounded from a less than good effort in the playoffs, it has not been their goaltender stealing a game. He has been one or two games where the team won before where you know, he's been really good. But he hasn't been the kind of overall difference maker that a guy like Rask has been. Now, with that said, Bruins have got to keep shooting. They've got to. I know that sounds easy. I know that sounds obvious. But holy smokes.
Make them sweat. Make them sweat.
Exactly. Make them make the saves. Don't start holding on to the puck. I would love to start seeing do what they did, what Pietrangelo did on the game-winning goal where he took the high riser from about 35 feet and start crashing the net. Absolutely. Keep doing that more. Stop. No more toe drag. No more holding for the pull-up. If you can pull up and get a second guy coming, great. But otherwise, you know what? Flush pucks to the net. Challenge this guy. I said on the pregame show last night, Zoe, I don't like his body language at all.
I don't either. And see, Felger and Masfield the same way. They had Kevin Weeks on. And Weeks defended Binnington. And is that like a goalie defending a goalie? He sees it differently.
I didn't hear what Weeksy said, maybe. I mean, look, I didn't hear what he said. I mean, I work with Kevin a lot, so I trust his opinion in the sense of I believe it, but I'm still saying I watch the way that the guy reacts to goals that go in. And I think he wants to be this I think he does have some confidence, Binnington, no doubt. Okay, that finally got him to this level. But I think he keeps telling himself how he's not nervous at all and how he's relaxed. Yeah. But yet when, you know, certain things go in, the eye test to me tells me that there's a little something there. I give the kid huge marks for what he's done. I don't think, though, that he has been a difference maker in this series. I believe that it has been the skaters, especially the forwards for St. Louis in games 2 and 4, that have made the most difference when this team plays well because of the way that they then skate, track back better, and it allows their D to play the way that they want their D to play.
Billy, did you say who the who you think the forward would be that sits if they go with 7D?
I would think it would probably be David Backes, just given the ice time, Hardy. That to me would be that, and that just seems to make the most sense if you're going to take the guy out who probably isn't playing the most if they end up going with the 7D.
Billy, quickly, what did you make of the officiating last night, and do you think that the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy, should maybe make a comment or two and do a little politicking ahead of Game 5?
Well, I'm convinced that Bruce or Don Sweeney will say something, if not publicly, will say something privately. We have seen, remember, we have two different officiating crews right now. You know, they go back and forth, 1 to 3, 2 to 4, and then 5, 6. And then if there is a 7, they can put what they feel the top 4 officials as a crew. And they seem to have a little bit different standard or officiating vibe when the crews are on the ice. It wouldn't surprise me at all, Beadle, if something has said. I felt that there was, definitely a little influence. I thought there were some whatever type plays that were let go that, geez, we've seen called before. But I also will say that the Bruins didn't lose the game last night based on officiating at all.
I would agree with that. Billy, thanks for the time. Good luck with the Grubs.
Yeah, I need that. Thanks a lot, guys.
You gonna trap those raccoons, or you're gonna?
I may stay up all night tonight. I may stay up all night and just get one of them with a slingshot and feel really good about it.
Make a nice coonskin cap out of that. Davy Crockett action.
That's what Toucher called me last week, Davy Crockett. Yes, I may have to bring one of those in. Good call.
All right, Billy Jaffe, catch him on Nesson throughout the Stanley Cup Final. A man of many talents. He's out there trying to kill his grubs on his lawn today.
That's
I know the feeling. You walk around with this sick feeling in the pit of your stomach, knowing you think everything's going to be all right. And no, not with those grubs. With that infestation.
He thinks
going
it's
on.
Raccoons, man. It's skunks. Skunks eat that stuff. Skunks. And if you've got this early June, he's in a lot of trouble.
He's in a lot of trouble. Oh. That's why this is already.
It's June, July.
It's June. It's only June. Beginning of June.
Sit outside and shoot the skunks. You don't do that.
I could talk lawn stuff all day.
Yeah.
I know you could.
Problem is, once
sprinkler
you get
guy
it
out yesterday.
How's your short grass doing?
So the grass, fine. Sprinkler guy was out yesterday. He managed to go through the invisible fence, though. So now I got canine company coming out today. A lot
Splice
going on
the
in that
thing,
yard.
Man.
Right through it.
Tell you what, my sprinkler got three times in 1 week, this past week.
How many sprinkler now heads you lose over the winter, generally?
This year I lost two.
I lost four.
That's not good
Zero.
For a brand new house. How many you lose?
Zero.
Wow. Well, aren't you special?
Haven't even turned them on yet.
Rich guy problems.
Then how do you know?
617.
Then how do you know you lost
that? The guy came out to open.
Oh.
617-779-0985. Let's do this. Get headlines from Hardy. Those of you who...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.